We're talking with Dr. Varsha Mudgal, the Associate Chief Medical Officer for St. Joseph Mercy Livingston Hospital, and with Carla Zarb, who is the Chief Nursing Officer at St. Joe Livingston. You know, on Friday, the Livingston County Health Department issued a press release talking about the trending upward numbers of COVID-19, calling it a dramatic increase. I think that certainly is the proper word when you look at the numbers in the last couple of weeks, especially with the number of hospitalizations and the positivity rate. So let's talk about what's going on at St. Joe Mercy Livingston. What is the situation there in terms of COVID hospitalizations?
So John, this is Varsha. Good morning again. And yes, we have certainly been seeing the impact of the increasing number of cases. In Livingston County, we have, over the last couple of weeks, seen an increase in hospitalizations and some older patients that have had more severe disease with COVID.
So in terms of numbers, what is, how many patients are there as of today?
So as of this morning, we have 6 patients in-house. So that's a decline. We've gone up to, between 12 and 14 over the last week or 2 weeks.
So at one point reaching a max of 14, and now you're down to 6.
Yes.
So in terms of what the basic trend is, though, where were we at, say, just generally speaking, not specifically, but just where were we at, say, just even a month ago compared to where we are now?
Again, without exact data and exact numbers, I can tell you that about a month ago we had very few COVID, if any, patients in the hospital. And we've been seeing slow trickle-in of those cases, and over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a dramatic increase in hospitalization. And that is sort of following with the community trends that, the health department has reported with a dramatic increase in cases, and we've seen the increase in hospitalizations as a result as well. Now, when you compare this back to the original surge, the highest case count, the inpatient numbers that we had documented at St. Joe's Livingston was on April 4th, and it was about 8 cases at that time.
We've exceeded that then?
Yes, we have. So we, at this time, have exceeded those numbers from back at the time of the original surge in the March-April timeframe.
So would you say, is this and I guess I've heard different things, is this a second or a third wave that we're experiencing right now?
That's hard to say. It's certainly, I would say, the second wave. And for Livingston County, it's been pretty pronounced. Livingston County was not hit as hard during the first wave, and we're seeing definitely higher case numbers and more hospitalizations this time around.
With this increase in hospitalizations, obviously an increase in cases overall that's sort of driving this, what is your reaction to the fact that we're still seeing in the public at large this resistance to the idea that masks, wearing masks and social distancing are really two of the biggest things we can do to limit the spread? This still seems to be a debate in the public sphere, even though it would seem, and you tell me if I'm right, it seems like the debate is over from a scientific point of view.
You are absolutely correct. The debate is indeed over from a scientific point of view. I think what confuses people is that when the original recommendations were made by the CDC that, masks be used by healthcare providers and first responders, they were doing that at the time with limited data that they had in terms of, transmissibility and other things, and also with the fact that PPE was limited and they were trying to conserve it for the highest risk people. That being said, they have stepped back, they have reevaluated the evidence, and as is the case with science, things change all the time. I mean, the way we treat diseases today is not the way we treated it a year ago or 10 years ago. In every single case, nothing stays static. As we get more information and more data, we improve upon our recommendations to improve care of patients. So I think that's the spirit that this information needs to be taken in the sense that previously, the recommendations were made with the best data available at that time. However, since then, we have much better data right now and the greater availability of personal protective equipment. And with those two things put together, I think there is absolutely no controversy in saying that masking 100% is the way to go because it can definitely reduce transmission of cases and reduce acquisition of cases. And social distancing is also absolutely necessary, as we've seen time and again. I am very saddened by the fact that this has been politicized. And irrespective of your political views, the science stands strong, and the science is irrefutable that masking works. So I hope that people understand that the differences between what was stated back in March and what's being stated now is not because people are waffling or walking it back. It's just that as things change and new data emerges, scientists will make better recommendations with time. And that's one of the reasons that we can manage so many diseases better today than we could 10 years ago. It's just that with COVID, the pace is very rapid. But I would urge everybody to please understand that the science is irrefutable. There is no argument from a science standpoint. Masks work. Social distancing work. They prevent you from getting disease. They prevent you from spreading disease. And it saves lives.
So, Carla, if I could bring you in here and ask, as Dr. Mudgal said, you know, at the peak back in April, there were 8 hospitalizations. We've reached 14 at one point recently. So from the nursing perspective, you know, on the floor dealing with these COVID patients, when you've exceeded that peak here in the second wave, I mean, I guess, what is the viewpoint from the frontline workers there, the doctors and nurses on the COVID floor?
Yeah, so we went from, like we said, and actually you asked about numbers. So within the last few months, we would deal, we had a peak at 8, and then we were dealing with like 0 or 1 patients. And so, and that was Livingston County. And then Livingston County had a surge, and then the hospital had a surge, which then we have 14. Now, we have now the right amount of PPE. The nurses are absolutely awesome at wanting to care for the community. So even though, you know, donning and doffing the PPE and things like that, of course, just takes a lot of extra work and effort, but they don't complain. They just take care of it and just understand and know it and want to educate the community. Like we were saying, I know that some people, we have one visitor now. Some people will say, you know, we really don't want to wear a mask. And to simply explain to people, and even I do this with even family members or things like this. So when you have any type of procedure or you go to the operating room, we wear a mask to protect you from putting germs into, you know, onto you. So this is the same with COVID. And so even though we're not doing an operation or cutting you open or things like that, we just need to protect each other from, you know, the COVID virus. And so I think that educating the public and dealing with a community and knowing that, you know, we can wax and wane in numbers, we will continuously do a really good job at taking care of the patients and also educating them as we discharge them, educating their family, and hoping that they're taking our message out to the community.
What is the capacity, I guess? You have a COVID wing set aside there at St. Joe Livingston. What is its capacity?
You know, we don't have a number of capacity because we can always, we have the availability of other beds to put patients in COVID rooms, and we can also expand. We also have the Brighton has a short stay area where we can put surgery patients. So what we do is we make sure that we plan every day. We huddle daily to make sure that we will be able to take care of local patients locally, and of course, unless they need a next level of care. And that's not unique to our system. Every system has, you know, a tertiary center where we would transport patients who need a higher level of care. But if we have patients, you know, the patients in the community who needs our care, we don't have a cap. We will continue to work with our resources and we have a nursing pool that we work with. In Trinity Health System that, you know, will support us, giving us more nurses. And so really it is not a cap. We don't want to give a number because we can, you know, we can take care of patients as they come.
So, but was there a concern, especially when you hit that number, you know, that 14, that, you know, you're seeing this surge of patients coming in You know, obviously, which is, I understand what you're saying, that you can accommodate, you know, you'll deal with whatever comes your way. But, you know, as you see these numbers increase, there has to be concern on your part as to how you're going to deal with this.
So we have what's called a resurgence plan. So as we go through this, we constantly not only care for what we have, we also plan for the future. So we have something called the resurgence plan, and we work with all the local Trinity hospitals. And it is like a stoplight, red, yellow, green. And, of course, we had to add an orange because before it's like, okay, stop what we're doing. We have to start, you know, transferring patients somewhere else. But we have thresholds, and it is, you know, green is we're going fine. We don't have a lot of patients. And so the threshold as we caution is when we have 14 patients and say if the ICU is filled, which hasn't happened, knock on wood. But so we do define in a resurgence plan what we would do in certain circumstances.
So, Dr. Mudgal, from your perspective, as we, you know, we're heading into the cold winter months, we're going to be seeing more people doing things inside, more close together, harder to social distance. You know, there has to be, I would imagine, a concern that this surge is going to get worse.
I would agree with that assessment, John. I think, again, as people start congregating closer together, that concern definitely exists. The other concern, of course, is we know historically that every winter we have an upsurge in respiratory illnesses, including influenza and other respiratory viruses. And if those indeed also increase simultaneously, they will only lead to further complications because those the presentation of those viruses, including influenza, is not dissimilar from COVID. So we want to urge people to get the flu vaccine, number one, and I think this is critical, particularly if you live with someone with any kind of illness. It's not only important for that individual to get the flu vaccine, but everybody around them to do so, to protect that individual. The second thing I would urge is masking, masking, masking. It truly works, and it truly will help keep you and your loved ones safe. Social distancing is the other important thing that we should truly mention. And the other thing I want to point out for everybody in the community is as the holidays approach, as a community, we've always enjoyed socializing with each other, sharing food, and congregating, and that's natural and normal for all of us, and I know that people will have the tendency to do this, but in closed settings, I would be very cautious of gathering closely together to eat and have potlucks in office break rooms, etc., because these are the scenarios in which we've seen several recent groups of COVID diagnoses occurring, is in break rooms where people can take off their masks. And if people congregate and have potluck type serving of food, et cetera, that also leads to increasing the risk. So while I would not want to say we shouldn't responsibly celebrate the holidays coming up, we should be pretty careful in making sure that we don't end up getting sick or spreading illness.
And then I guess finally, you know, we've been focusing on hospitalizations, but the other, you know, statistic that came out last week was the positivity rate in Livingston County at 6.1%. That's almost doubled since October 10th. So I guess if you can't talk about why that number is of, you know, concern to see it rise so fast.
So one of the things that I will say is I think there are several factors to this. With, you know, reopening of schools and colleges, particularly in colleges, you know, young adults have been congregating, partying, etc., and that led to the initial surge. But then there's a secondary spread to, you know, their older family members and older adults in the community. Now, one of the things that's important about Livingston is it's not just that the numbers are showing an increase in the younger population. Livingston County is one of those counties where we have seen that the numbers are increasing not only in the younger population, but also in older adults. And that is particularly worrisome because older adults tend to have a more significant, severe course of illness, and those with coexistent medical conditions tend to have more severe illnesses. So this is, I think that there's also some fatigue on people's part in terms of social distancing and mask wearing, et cetera, and confusion because we hear so many different things on the media about, you know, why did we say back in March that we don't have to? Why do we say now? What's right? What's wrong? Politicians with differing opinions, et cetera. But I think we just need to cut through all of that and get to the bottom line. The science is irrefutable. We know now that masks work, masks help, social distancing works, and social distancing helps. Just like we would not go back to therapies that we employed 10 years ago to treat conditions when we have better medications now, we would not go back to that mantra of no masking when we know that it works. So I think that that's the important message for everyone in the community.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Dr. Varsha Mudgal, the Associate Chief Medical Officer for St. Joseph Mercy Livingston Hospital, and Carla Zarb, Chief Nursing Officer at St. Joe Livingston. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and take care. Thank you so much, and one more plug. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
I'm getting a sense there's a message here.
Yes.